Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at gcnlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our live broadcast. We are live on Sunday nights. I think I remember how to do this. Do I talk into this thing here? I took 2 weeks off for the holidays, and you know what? I'm glad I did it, but I am so excited to be back. I'll tell you how my brain works. I walk around, and I'm looking for things to put up on Facebook and on Twitter, and I'm making lists of things to discuss on my radio show, and then I have to remind myself, hey, wait a minute. There is no radio show this Sunday night. So what am I going to do with this great idea that I have for a rant on my radio show? But it was great to take off the weekend of Christmas and the weekend of New Year's. But we are back now with you live. It's a brand new year. It seems like forever since I've been on the radio, even though it's only been 3 weeks. Of course, tonight is January the 10th. We're live with you. All kinds of crazy and interesting things happening in the news. And in hour number two tonight, I'm super excited to have back with us the folks from the International Cruise Victims Organization. And this is some shocking stuff, and you're going to hear it all in hour number two. People get on cruise ships and they disappear, never to be seen again, or they turn up dead. And the rights that you have on land here in the U.S. do not go with you on a cruise ship. People do not know this. If you're out in international waters and someone rapes your wife or your daughter, or even worse, kills someone in your family, what are your legal rights? What legal jurisdiction are you in? Well, this murky water, no pun intended, leaves people at great risk when they're taking cruises. And in hour number two, our guest is Jamie Barnett. She's the president of the International Cruise Victims Organization. Her own daughter was mysteriously died on a cruise. We're going to ask her all about that. We don't know exactly what happened. We're going to get that information from her. We also had Kendall Carver with us last year. He's the founder of this organization. His own daughter disappeared on a cruise, never to be seen again. And I like cruises. So here I am, the consumer guy. I like to save money. I like to travel. And cruises are a good value for your money. So you have, on the one hand, this concept, which is a wonderful concept, all the food you can eat, your hotel is included. Every day or two, the ship stops at a different location and you can get out and do your sightseeing and return back to the ship and the comfort of your cabin on the ship. It's a wonderful idea. I've been on many, many cruises, my wife and I, and also with our children. But the stories that you're going to hear in hour number two are going to make you think twice. And even if you do decide, hey, I'm still going to go on a cruise, even after hearing these horrible stories, we're going to give you some tips and some insight that you can use to help to keep your family safe, some things to look out for, some of the top risks, some of the strategies that you can employ to keep you and your family safe. Wow. So where do we even start tonight? Well, let me tell you about a new sponsor we have. The website is freesurvivalgifts.com. And you're going to hear a couple of ads that we created this week to promote this webpage. Check it out. It's a really neat concept. These are survival type companies. And if you're somebody that loves survival gadgets, trying out new survival gear, you're going to love this. It's 8 different offers you can get for free. You just pay your own shipping. So if you like to dabble with survival gear, survival gadgets, check it out. FreeSurvivalGifts.com. It's plural, so make sure you put the S on there, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Okay, so where do we go? All kinds of news here. Let me start with this whole discussion about Donald Trump raising the question about Ted Cruz being born in Mexico. As far as I understand this story, Donald Trump did not actually bring up this topic. It was raised in a question that was posed to him by a newspaper reporter recently. Although, that being said, Trump is propagating this thought that maybe there's a question. Maybe Ted Cruz, born in Canada, cannot legally become president. So I'm not going to let Donald Trump completely off the hook here. But the media is saying he brought this up and he's continuing to raise the issue at his campaign stops. I agree with the latter, but not the former. It doesn't appear that Trump actually raised the issue initially. But this has really caught fire. People are talking about this now. We've got law professors weighing in. Senator John McCain. Is it possible that someone who is born to his mother was a United States citizen, but she was living at the time in Mexico. And as a result, Ted Cruz was born in Canada. Why am I saying Mexico? There is a reason why, because I want to get to that point in a minute. Ted Cruz was born in Canada, but his mother was a U.S. citizen. So traditional thinking, legal experts say he is de facto a U.S. citizen and can run for president. He's considered a naturally born U.S. citizen because he was born to a parent that was a U.S. citizen. I don't know, though, because so many legal minds are coming out now and saying, hey, maybe not. Maybe there's an issue here. In fact, Donald Trump is claiming that prominent Democrats are going to sue if Ted Cruz wins the nomination. So clearly Trump has he's got a bone here. He's got something that is getting people talking. And what he's really looking to do is maybe shave a few points off of Ted Cruz, his support in Iowa. And it's a very, very tight race from what I've read between Cruz and Trump in Iowa. And this whole topic is really catching flames. The reason I slipped and said Mexico instead of Canada is I kind of reversed the issue, and I asked this week on Facebook. If it doesn't really matter where you are born, but your citizenship is based on your parents' citizenship, then how is it that these anchor babies can become U.S. citizens? That is, a pregnant Mexican citizen comes over the border into the United States, gives birth in the United States, and even though they are not a U.S. citizen, the mother is not, the father is not, the child is born here in the U.S., how is that child then de facto a U.S. citizen? So I put that up on Facebook, and my co-editor, Robert Yetman, chimed in and said that is because there are two separate issues. The one issue is you are automatically a U.S. citizen if you are born in the United States. However, if you are born outside of the United States and one of your parents is a U.S. citizen, then you are de facto a U.S. citizen, a naturalized citizen by way of that. You're considered a full citizen, not having had to go through any type of naturalization process like, say, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know. The whole thing confuses me. A lot of people are confused by it, and people are starting to wonder, is this really going to hurt Ted Cruz in Iowa? All right, when we come back from this break, Yellow Cab in San Francisco filing for bankruptcy. And you're not going to be surprised when I tell you why. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, I'm getting emails from people. They're telling me I'm using the wrong terms, that I don't know what I'm talking about Ted Cruz. I'll be honest with you. I'm probably as uninformed on this as most people. So I've got another article up here about this. This is from the Chicago Tribune. The headline says, Ted Cruz says it's clear and straightforward that he's a natural-born U.S. citizen. So that's a term I'm supposed to be using here, natural born U.S. citizen. However, he was born in Canada, not in the United States. So listen to this paragraph and tell me if you are as confused as I am. Here we go. I'm going to read you the second paragraph from this article. Cruz was born in Canada, but his mother was born in Delaware. Legal experts largely agree that Cruz meets the Constitution's natural-born citizenship requirement because he was born to an American mother and had her citizenship at birth. But the matter has not been tested in the courts. That's the paragraph. So to me, that's not clear. I mean, I don't get this. You've got one group saying this is totally clear, that they're laughing at anybody who even asks about this. But, you know, the Democrats are, you know, purveyors of dirty tricks. I would not be the least bit surprised if they raised this issue in the general election. I don't blame Ted Cruz here. I mean, it's a legal matter that's kind of in murky waters. I'm not sure anybody's ever actually become president in quite the same scenario. I'm sure that's not the case because there is no other example. In fact, the only example that people are using in recent weeks is the example of John McCain, who was apparently born out of the U.S. to U.S. parents. His parents were citizens, but he was born on a military base, which is considered you're in the U.S. if you're on a U.S. military base. So this is not clear. And it's just confusing. I don't know any of the correct terms. People are emailing me. He wasn't naturalized. He's naturally born. But then I get back to this issue of Obama. So what was all of this about Obama's birth certificate if Obama's mother, and I don't think anyone has ever questioned who Obama's mother was. Now, I know there are a lot of people that question who his father was. But no one has questioned who his mother was, and she was clearly a U.S. citizen. So if that's the case, that just on the basis of having one parent that is a U.S. citizen, then what was the whole dust-up for about Obama's birth certificate? If that, using the same comparison, if Obama were really born in Kenya, in Africa, it would not matter using this same exact legal, line of thinking. I don't know. The whole thing confuses me. You've got one side just completely dismissing it and laughing it off. And then you read an article like this that says things like legal experts largely agree. And then it says, but the matter has not been tested in the courts. So Donald Trump at least seems to have a good political opportunity here to weaken Ted Cruz to some degree. All right, let's move on to some other topics here. This is an interesting article. I am not surprised at all about this. From the San Francisco Examiner, the headline, Yellow Cab to File for Bankruptcy. So this is the San Francisco Yellow Cab company. They're based in San Francisco. And they are filing for bankruptcy. I don't know if it's clear in this article if it's the nationwide yellow cab or if it's just the San Francisco yellow cab. Let's see here. I guess it's nationwide. Wow. This is all about, and you're not going to be surprised, Uber and Lyft, the so-called ride-sharing apps that people are using, and just another industry that's being wiped out, revolutionized, if you will, by the internet. And there's some other things happening, too, interesting to note. And I mentioned this to someone that I was talking to over the Christmas break. We are, from what I understand, only about 3 to 5 years away from self-driving 18-wheel trucks. So the big trucks you see going up and down the highway, if you're a truck driver, from everything I've been reading, within the next 5 years, those babies are going to drive themselves. They will not need a driver. Wow. How many people is that going to put out of work? And in that same time period, They're saying that they will have perfected the technology for self-driving cabs and cars. And so there was an article I saw this week. I believe it was General Motors put $500 million into a joint venture with one of these ride-sharing, these app companies. I believe it was Lyft was the one that they went into business with. And imagine this. You go on your phone and you use your app to summon a ride. So you're going to call an Uber to pick you up. But a car shows up, a driverless car shows up, and you get in to this driverless car, and it takes you to your destination. I don't know. I'm a really futuristic guy. I'm just having a hard time wrapping my brain around that I'm going to get into the back seat of a driverless car that could be up on the highway going 50, 60, 70 miles per hour with no driver. No driver. So it's just you. I guess it would be quiet, right? You don't have to listen to music you don't like. You don't have to engage in small talk or conversation with the driver. But I'm just having a hard time wrapping my brain around it. Maybe this is the kind of thing that happened when the internet took off. And those that were a little bit older who just never really got it, maybe that's going to happen. Maybe I'm going to be 65 or 70 and my grandkids, I don't have any yet, but I'm assuming I'll have some by that time. My grandkids will be laughing at me. My adult children will be laughing at me. Oh, Dad, come on. Get into the self-driving cab. Don't worry about it. You know, get up to date. There'll probably still be some cabs around that people drive. And so people like me, the older generation, will say, you know what? I'm a little old-fashioned. I still want the driver. I don't know why. I just want the driver. I don't trust the driverless cab. But this is all happening. And the other thing, too, driving down the highway. It is bad enough today driving down the highway with the way that these truck drivers really take over the roadways. And if you've, you know, I just came back from a short driving trip over the holidays, and I had a few different situations where I was kind of trapped. There was a truck to the right of me, a truck to the left of me, one in front of me, and I felt like I was really trapped. And these guys are really aggressive about changing lanes. I don't know. Will the driverless 18-wheel trucks, will these be as rude and aggressive? Will they have a software program that causes them to drive as aggressively? Will they still stop at truck stops and buy chewing tobacco and high-fat food? Probably not. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Puerto Rico about to run out of money. We'll have that for you. Stay tuned.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever wondered what rich people know that you don't? Because people who are earning 10 times more than you are not 10 times smarter than you. But they do have a secret. They know something you don't. And that something is what I'd like to share. Because I started out like you, buying dozens of money-making programs, 99% turning out to be nothing but mumbo-jumbo. But eventually, I discovered a secret, earning over $284,000 in a single year. And this is why I have a confession to make. Because most people think my success came from luck or hard work, unfortunately, neither is true. Because I didn't start making more until I started doing less. Less physical work and more mental work. This is because I owe all my success to one thing, and I'd like to share it with you in a new free book. All you have to do to get a copy is go to realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com. Obviously, this offer is limited, so please go now to realcashsecrets.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, don't miss hour number two tonight. My guest is Jamie Barnett. She's president of the International Cruise Victims Organization. You will not believe what is happening to people on cruise ships and how they are not protected. They're not protected by U.S. law. It's shocking. We're going to get into that in hour number two. Puerto Rico, I've never been there. I would love to visit. I plan on doing so. Maybe this is a good excuse. I can go there on assignment. This is an article from thelancasteronline.com. And it's all about what's happening in Puerto Rico, which is just about to become insolvent. They are lobbying the U.S. Congress to get a law passed to allow Puerto Rico, which, remember, is a U.S. territory. It is not a state. They're trying to get Congress to pass a law to allow the island to go bankrupt. At this point, they can't go bankrupt, which means they have to find some way to make interest payments on their debt. They have $72 billion in debt, and the folks there say they're about to run out of money in the month of January. I found this part of the article absolutely startling. The island's poverty rate is 45%. So Puerto Rico, you know, all the pictures I see of Puerto Rico are these beautiful beaches, casinos, restaurants. It looks kind of like a paradise, an island paradise. But it says here that the poverty rate in Puerto Rico is 45%. The unemployment rate, get this, is 12.5%, but that doesn't count the 40% of the working age population that has given up looking for work. So if that's correct, 50% of the working age population is unemployed in Puerto Rico. I mean, this sounds worse than Greece. And you just don't hear anybody talking about this at all. Just before the break, I was talking about some of the industries that are really being dramatically affected by the internet. Of course, now we've got Yellow Cab filing for bankruptcy. We're going to be having self-driving cabs soon, self-driving 18-wheel trucks. And this is interesting. There is now a service, and I don't think this is the first one. I've read about other services like this. It's called Wealthfront. You can go to their website, wealthfront.com. And it is a way that you can invest your money, and your money is actually managed by a computer, by a software program. So you, I guess, according to this website, you put in some information about yourself, and then it determines whether you're conservative or aggressive as an investor or moderate, what your retirement plans are, et cetera. And it goes to work picking your investments. Apparently, it does some really cool things, like it automatically knows to sell losing investments before the end of the year so you can get the tax benefit, and to hold on to winning investments to defer that tax gain. All of this is being done now by a software program. The website is wealthfront.com, and you can it says here you can put $10,000 with them for no fee. And then after $10,000, they've got a sliding scale here where you pay, it looks like anywhere from 2% down to, it looks like 2 to 3% is the range of the management fees here. But interesting to see another industry. Will we have financial planners in 5 years? Where are all these people going to find work? And this is one of those articles that it just kind of catches your eye. It means absolutely nothing. It doesn't, but it's interesting. And curiosity would kill the cat. So I had to go over here and take a look at this article from CNN Money. And it's just interesting. It says, these cities have the most credit card debt. I want to go check this article out and see which cities have the most credit card debt. And it was fascinating to read here that Beverly Hills, California, the average person there has over $13,000 in credit card debt. Beverly Hills. Now, I don't know if it takes into account, you know, for example, it could just be that these are really rich people that put a lot on their credit cards and pay it off. It doesn't really say that. But it is interesting to note that you know, a city that you might think would be people who pay their credit cards off every month, who had zero in credit card debt, that the average person in Beverly Hills has over $13,000. A couple of the other cities here, Darien, Connecticut, at the top of the list of highest credit card balances, Westport, Connecticut, South Lake, Texas, Greenwich, Connecticut, Highland Park, Illinois. And then when we go over here, this is very interesting. Those with the lowest credit card debt: Clarkston, Georgia, $2,700. Camden, New Jersey, $2,800. Let's see here. Lauderdale Lakes, Florida, $3,300. So it's just interesting to see this. I don't know what it means, though. That's the thing. You know, you do a radio show and you bring up an article like that, and you're supposed to have something wise and pithy to say. It means, see that? People in Beverly Hills don't know how to manage their money. I don't know what that means. I mean, it could just be these are rich people, and having $13,000 on their credit card is really no big deal. It's sort of just a matter of scale based on how much they make, versus maybe people in these other areas don't make as much money. This, now, if you go to my Facebook page, and you can get there by going to the website, christianmoney.com, you're going to want to watch a video that I have. It's linked from my Facebook page. And you, by the way, you can become my friend on Facebook. I'm one of the few people that do that. I actually leave that open. You can become a personal friend on Facebook. You can become a fan too of christianmoney.com, but you can actually become a personal friend on my Facebook page. There's a link to that at christianmoney.com. But this was interesting. We linked to this. This is a story from foxnews.com. If you watch this video, don't turn up the volume very loud and don't watch this around your children or at work, because it's filled with profanity. but it is absolutely shocking to watch this video. Here's the headline. Profanity-laced viral video shows woman accusing Starbucks employee of credit card fraud. Now, I have to set this up for you. So here's what happens. A woman who regularly goes to her local Starbucks to buy coffee in the drive-thru all of a sudden notices that there is a charge for $212 on her credit card for groceries that she did not buy. And it happened the same day that she went through the Starbucks drive-thru. Well, she remembered that the drive-thru lady at Starbucks, she took her credit card and said she had to go in the back and change the register tape and sort of disappear with her credit card for 3 or 4 minutes. That kind of stuck in her mind. She, of course, called the police when she saw this suspicious charge on her credit card, $212 for groceries she did not buy. The police pulled up the security camera at the grocery store, and on the camera was the lady from the Starbucks drive-thru. So what this lady decides to do, this customer who has been ripped off for $200 in groceries that she did not buy, she actually goes through the drive-thru the next day and has the person sitting in her passenger seat of her car videotaping her confronting the Starbucks drive-thru lady, asking her, why did you steal my credit card? She went in the back, basically made a copy of her credit card. It's called cloning. And this is very common. This is happening all over the country, which is why you have to be so careful. But she confronts her on the video with some very salty language. And believe it or not, the young lady in the drive-thru admits it. She admits on the video that she did steal her credit card and begins to apologize. It is unreal, this video, and you'll find a link to it over on my Facebook page. Also, we put it up on Twitter. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, a really cool website that has an interesting way of finding super cheap airfare. I'll tell you about that. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right. Are you looking to do a little bit of traveling? I love to travel in the sense that I like to go to interesting places that I haven't been before. As I've gotten older, I have fallen out of love with just the idea of traveling for the sake of traveling. There was a time when I was younger, I used to like to travel. It was a lot of fun to go to the airport, get in an airplane, and even go to the same city I've been to a bunch of times when I was younger. I traveled quite a bit on business, so much so that in certain cities, I had my favorite restaurants, my favorite hotels. And it was a lot of fun, kind of having these second homes, these second cities that I really almost consider, a place that I became as familiar with as my own hometown. But just not as much anymore. But I do enjoy traveling. My wife and I, we do have a trip planned for Italy in March. We're really looking forward to that. But I ran across a website today for those of you that are into bargain travel deals, which I really am. If I'm going to travel, I want to find the bargain. Don't you hate it when you're on a flight and you hear the people next to you talking about the fare that they got and you paid $200 or $300 more? I hate that. Well, here's a great website to take a look at. It's fairness.com. Now, you've got to get the spelling right. It's F-A-R-E, yes, as in the word fair, as in the word airfare, F-A-R-E-N-E-S-S.com, fairness.com. Now, a couple of things that are unique about this. First of all, let me tell you this. I'm just sitting here right now live on the radio, and I put in what would probably be one of my major airports, or I can go either through Jacksonville, Florida, or Orlando, Florida. Usually Orlando has the better deal. So I put in Orlando, and right away pops up on the screen the round trip itineraries that are available from Orlando. And some of these are, it's hard to believe, but I did before the show, I did actually click through on these, and they are real fares. But it doesn't seem possible. For example, Chicago, $78 round trip from Orlando. Let's see here. Dallas-Fort Worth, $81. $81 round trip from Orlando. Denver, $174 round trip from Orlando. Washington, D.C., $58. $58 round trip from Orlando. And then if you wanted to go out on the West Coast from Orlando, Orlando to San Francisco, $244. That's super cheap. And then get this one, Orlando to Las Vegas, Nevada, round trip, $164. Orlando to Austin, Texas, 183. Ridiculous. Now, here's what this website is exploiting is this. It's combining two things that you'll see one of these elements at some websites, but you'll never see both of these together. At least I have not until I ran across this website. So it's exploiting two loopholes in the travel system that can really generate incredible bargain fares. One is to have a very, very flexible travel departure and return. So what this does is I put in Orlando, and then in the next column, it self-populates. In this case, it put in the 3 months, January, February, and March. So put in all 3 months there. It lets me, though, I can narrow it down if I wanted to. But just for the sake of, you know, seeing what came up, I left a big window there of 90 days. Then it combines the second loophole of travel, which is to be flexible on your return date. So in this case, it self-populates that the return date could be as long as 8 days. So instead of me going in and picking the date that I'm leaving and the date I'm returning, what it does is the software, this computer program, the website, fairness.com, it actually takes my window of travel and it finds the best deals for me. And then it automatically plays with the departure and return dates to come up with these amazing deals. Again, you can customize those. You see this at Priceline. They might give you the ability to pick like a time window of when you might leave and return. But nothing really like this that I've seen where it combines both elements, not only like in this case, a 90-day window, which you'll find over at fly.com at their airfare calendar, but then it also takes into account like an 8-day window for flying out and returning, anywhere within like an 8-day window. Now, you're not locked into anything. It's not like Priceline.com where you have to agree to buy a ticket sight unseen and you don't really know what your itinerary is. Once you click on the map here and you drill down, you actually get to choose what you want to do and whether or not these super cheap fares would work for you. But if you're somebody that can be a little bit flexible, like in my case, I like to travel out to certain cities where I have a big following. One would be Chicago. Another would be Dallas-Fort Worth. I have a huge following in Dallas-Fort Worth. Well, if I could just be flexible as to when I do that and get an $81 round-trip ticket, I could go out there several times a year if that's all I had to pay for airfare. The same thing with Chicago. I grew up in Chicago, lived there until I was 18. If I could punch it in and get a $78 round-trip airfare, I could start going there on the weekends. I mean, imagine all the Italian sausage sandwiches and pizza that I could eat every weekend if I was hanging out in Chicago. And I have relatives there. I could stay in someone's home for free. Really cool website. Check it out. Fairness.com. Fairness.com. Now, this is a scam here that I wanted to mention. The scam is presently going on in England, but it's such a brilliant scam, it'll be coming here very, very soon. And I'm laughing because it's sad, but it's brilliant, a brilliant scam. You could almost see the Ocean's 11 group getting together to pull off a scam like this. This in England, they say that this is fraudsters are making £250,000 a week. I don't know what that is. That's double or triple that to get the U.S. equivalent, $500,000, $700,000, something like that. Here's what they're doing. You're in the process of buying a house, and they hack into the email account of the closing company, of the real estate office. And then you get an email at the last minute, like a few hours before you're going to wire your money to go to closing. And it tells you from the real estate office that the bank has changed. The wiring instructions have changed. And here's the new wiring instructions. And they trick you into wiring your down payment, or if you're paying cash for the house, the entire amount. They trick you into wiring the money into their bank account, and then you lose your money and you can't close. And it appears that at least in the United Kingdom, where this is going on, there's nothing for people to do. Like, you can't pick up the phone and call a government office and get your money back. Once you've wired it out to the criminal's account, they disappear with it. And I guess they have international bank accounts and they can kind of hide their identity. I don't know if they're converting it to Bitcoin or what they're doing, but what an ingenious scam. I've always said this, these scammers, if they only could put their incredible minds to an honest purpose, to a good use, imagine what they could do. And we'll close this hour out with this. One of the things happening right now with libraries, I don't know if you've been to your local library. I went to mine a couple of times last year. I was doing some research on something, but I just don't go to the library much anymore. Why? Because we have the internet. But what's happening at your local library is your library is going online. And a lot of the resources at these big libraries are becoming available to everybody worldwide, no matter where you live. And here's a great example of that. The New York Public Library just announced this week that they are opening up their entire digital collection of all public domain content worldwide. So anybody can now go to the New York Public Library digital collection. And this is all public domain, which means this, all the pictures, you can grab those pictures and reuse those, whether it's posting on the internet or, I don't know, using it to, if you're a graphic artist, there is video that you can grab. There are countless tens of thousands of books. They say that altogether, there are millions of pieces of content now that are absolutely free. All you've got to do is navigate to the New York Public Library digital collection to grab all of this free content, and it's public domain. So if you're a filmmaker, grab some video footage. I mean, all of this stuff is there for you to take advantage of, or just share it on the internet. Put it in your blog, put it on your website, post it on Facebook. All right, after the news, we're going to be talking about victims of cruises. Don't miss this one. We'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.